You can't make this up. In the UK, literally, they just went back to start money printing again. They're literally money printing. How are they money printing? Let me just explain in a simple way. They're literally buying long-term bonds. That's what they're doing. They're buying long-term bonds. What does that mean? So everybody's getting a check at their home? No. It means that they're going to be buying public debt from right now until October 14th. That's the plan right now. Now, why is this a big deal? Why should we care about the UK buying bonds and buying public debt from people? This is really important, guys, because the moment that the UK started doing this, the markets fucking rebounded like crazy all the way up, because it's signaling to a lot of people that governments are giving up on this shit and we're going back to money printing. And money printing gave us what last time? Humongous returns. You saw the markets go up, you saw Bitcoin go up, you saw fucking real estate go up. Everything went up. So everybody right now in the world is just expecting the market to roll back into the same way that it did before. But this might be the biggest mistake investors are about to make around the world, and also people thinking that this is going to be the way out for us. Now, this is a very important time, and this is a very important thing that's happening in front of us. Why? Because the Bank of England, and obviously we know the UK separated in that famous move called Brexit, and they got the fuck out of the Eurozone, and they're now their own economy, and they want nothing to do with those guys. So everybody around the world and all central banks are tightening right now. That means they're not buying any debt. They're getting rid of all of their public debt, all of their balance sheet. They want to make it smaller. The UK was doing that. What caused them to print money? Well, they saw their bonds started to drop like crazy in value, and they were like, uh-oh. And their reaction was, you know what? We're actually going to print some money. We're going to buy some debt. And the reason why they're buying some debt right now is public debt right now is because their system is in trouble. This is what they're saying. And I want you guys to pay attention to this, because I talked to you guys months ago about this. I also talked about a year ago about the strength of the dollar fucking everyone over. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to fucking roll, except for the Bitcoin price when it was high. I'll fuck me in the ass. But other than that, I've been on a fucking roll. Bought my house with the lowest interest rates we're probably ever going to see in the history of humanity. I bought it also before it skyrocketed to double in price. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I like it. And right now, we got to pay attention to this, because this is a massive signaling to the markets. This is not telling us that central banks are going back and printing money and everything is going to be cool. Let's just pretend 100% that everybody did right now what England is doing. And let's start to see that defragmentation from all of the world and all of the European Union going like, I don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. You want to do this. I don't. And they're all fighting right now about this. Like, who's doing what? Some countries want austerity, some others don't. Italy doesn't want austerity. Italy's saying, we don't need to suffer like the fucking European zone. You guys do that. We're going to go in and get ourselves in more debt. So right now we're starting to see the actual unrest from politicians, and it's not coming from anything else other than they need to get elected again, guys. So they need to get these things going. Otherwise, no one's going to vote for them. So right now, because they're starting to see, and this is what you really need to pay attention to, because these guys are starting to see that the problems that they've created before are finally here, and they need to get out of them before they get worse, which they will. They're thinking about printing more money, because that's the only solution these people know. That's the only weapon that they have in reality. But the problem, my friends, all around the world, and for all of my fucking permabulls that just can't stop thinking about the market going up like crazy right now, I have bad news. This is not a good sign. This is a sign that the economy is breaking. This is the first rupture that you're seeing. Remember in 2008, and people were like, when the fuck is this going to break? Like, what's going to be the signal? Right here, this is a very big signal letting you know that the market is broken. Big time broken. And the reason why it's big time broken is because this debt system, like, there's a guy named Max Kaiser. He's a really fun to watch guy. He's fucking crazy as shit, and I love it. And, you know, he's got really crazy views and whatnot, but he's always preaching. And he's the one that's been preaching about Bitcoin since 2009. Fucking genius, loaded as fuck. I wish I would have found him before just for that alone, but either way. But Max always says that the fiat system is a Ponzi scheme and you can't taper a Ponzi. And the United Kingdom is the first one to let us know, actually, you can't. You really can't because our financial collapse is immediate. But then the other problem in the UK is that inflation at the rate that they're going to have it is going to be unsustainable too. So what can they do? Absolutely nothing. You gotta eat shit like the rest of the world because you're gonna eat shit one way or another. Now, I want everybody to know the biggest problem within our markets right now is that the reason why we're sitting here right now at this stage of the market didn't come out of nowhere. It didn't start from like a little event, and like this little event of debt became a ball, a massive mega ball, and then that ball took everything down with it and it destroyed everything. No, this all started with central banks tightening. And why is it important to keep that in mind? Because they can change their course any second. Right now, the market is the most unpredictable market you've ever lived in your life because it's not anymore in charge of like the regular manipulators, which are the big banks and the whales and the big investment firms. It's not. Right now, it's in charge of the Fed and the central banks. There's like five people that talk and say, this is what we're going to do. And then whatever they decide is going to happen. Why is this dangerous for all of us? Because you have to realize if these guys bend over because of the pressure of getting elected, which we're seeing in the UK, how important to that lady was, right? Like she really needed to get elected. So she was like, I'll take care of your energy bills. I'll take care of your fucking food bills. We'll print some more money. And you know what? I'll buy your fucking public debt right now. Like anything I can get for those votes, I'll take. So I'm not saying that this is going to be what Jerome Powell is going to be doing. I'm saying we should be alert. Because if this trend becomes a real thing around the world, my boys, let me just say, we are going to see inflation skyrocket at a pace that you've never seen before. Because right now it's December. All of the holidays, when we consume the most energy, all of everything that's coming together, the company spending, the everything is when it gets to the top. We are about to see another wave of inflation being reflected somewhere in the CPI, whether it's afterwards or we're going to start seeing an increase towards December, most likely. So we got to watch out because that would tell us, one, inflation is going to get worse. The Fed's going to have to tighten it harder. Or two, if the Fed changes their course, we are going to see mega major fucking inflation and then a total collapse of the economy. And then this would be officially the 1980s with cycles of the economy going out of a recession into a recession, out of a recession into a recession, out of a recession into a recession. And the problem with this is because it's monetary policy, it's modern monetary policy that's causing this, like, let's be honest with it, right? Like when they decided, we're just gonna print our way out of every single problem. They got themselves in control of when the good news are coming. Do you guys remember when I told you that Nancy Pelosi was gonna say that, you know, the COVID thing was gonna be over and she was gonna be the first one to invest in things? They officially came out, like Biden came out, there was a plan for him to come out. And I'm not saying conspiracy theories. This is how fucking everything, where you think Biden out of nowhere that day said something that wasn't planned. Like, come on, come on. So he came out and said the pandemic is over and he made it look like super chill and whatnot. But that is an investor's message. Some people have the power of making those and created those messages for a reason, to move markets and to sway them however they want. This is not crazy anymore. You guys got to know Robinhood is going to fucking straight shit because they do this publicly because people in the past didn't care. But apparently now people are starting to care a little bit. So we got to pay attention to the signals. Right now, everybody again is talking about, let's talk about the gas and the energy crisis that's in Europe. Everybody's thinking that what I'm picturing in the world, let me tell you what's in my head right now. Everybody thinks that I'm looking at this and by December people are going to be dying and starving and just like going like this and so cold. No. Europe is going to barely make it. There's going to be some, you know, we're going to save some energy and there's going to be some problems here and there because there will be problems no matter what they say, right? But the energy crisis, they bought all of that super mega expensive energy already for you guys. And they're continuing to buy more mega expensive energy from the United States. All we saw was literally Europe saying, well, the United States telling Europe, you're changing energy providers. So this war is the perfect excuse for you to change energy providers. We're changing energy providers. And they just went on and did that. So while Europe is going to have to pay an insane amount of inflation, their coins are going to fucking depreciate like crazy, and their situation's not going to be fun this winter. Next year, they'll be perfectly fine. Although inflation's here to stay, because we'll always be shipping that delicious energy from the United States or selling it however we can so we can profit the most. Just know that, because you're not searching for energy independence. Remember that Europe decided to spend some more money in military. In their military, they decided Germany and every other country that they were going to spend twice as much on those things rather than their own energy production that's real and not the fucking green energy stuff that is not there yet. So they do what they do. Right now, what's going on in Europe? So the energy crisis is not, it's not going to be insanely crazy. This is why I see the market just taking one leg down. And then that leg down is just going to be for a very long time, just going sideways. I don't see like a leg down and then another. No, I just see one more, like a bottom further down the bottom. And it could be by a little, it could be by a lot, whatever that next thing is, because the news are coming. These things that are getting worse, they're about to get worse, but that's going to be the last worst. There's nothing else. I can say this. There's nothing else worse in the horizon right now than everything that's already happened. And the market's priced forward. So I want to say that we're only missing one more, but I could be totally wrong, right? Everybody knows that. I just want to get to the point of this. At this moment, at this time, we're going back to the narrative that Putin is out of his mind, that he's lost completely the war, that he has nothing else left, that he's, you know, he's desperate, that he's doing... This was the same narrative before things got way worse last time, when everybody was saying that Putin had cancer, that Putin had old dementia, that he didn't know what he was doing. That's when everything got way worse. And it's like everybody forgot. Right now, we saw that Nord Stream 2 had a little incident. And everybody, now I'm not getting into theories of anything. They're saying that there was a little explosion in the thing, and obviously it's gas, so it can just explode. But the United States also has many videos of Biden saying that we're going to, you know, take care of that Nord Stream pipeline. And I believe me, we will. And then the Swedish press is saying, you know, there was an explosion. This was a man-made explosion. But then again, I'm going to leave it open. I don't give a fuck, because at this point, then you're going to look at it like this. Maybe the U.S. indeed blew it up because they were like, fuck you. Maybe Putin blew it up so they can blame the U.S. and then do something worse so he can be like, fuck you. Maybe natural gas just fucking blew up in there, and now Putin or the United States can use this to be like, fuck you. We don't know that. Anyone that pretends to know what these guys... Because right now, we're now in the most unpredictable scenario of them all. We are at that stage where we don't know what's next. And the reason why we don't know what's next is because these people that are in charge can make those decisions. And it's like fucking 10 people in a room. And that is the biggest problem that we're facing right now. We're not facing an economy that's just moving across and we're looking at what's going on. It's just fake policy with these forced wars and these conflicts that exist that are made by just a few people. So we have to know that going into the market. This signal of the Bank of England printing money is not good for the markets. It's not. It's letting us know this is the first crack in the big system, okay? We talked about a sovereign debt crisis. We talked about the strength of the dollar and all that stuff. And right now we saw the strength of the dollar coming down because everybody's saying everybody's going to pivot now. If they do, and I said it before, put all of your money on the market. Everything, buy assets. Inflation is coming back stronger than ever if that happens. But the downside to that pop will be the worst one we've ever seen in our fucking life if that comes. Now, if they don't print money, we're just going to go into the same path that we were, but the UK might actually experience one of the worst inflations in the world because of all of the terrible decisions that they've made. And I'm so sorry to the people in the UK. You think Europe is fucked? The UK is like, one after another after another after another after another. So lots of things to keep in mind. We got to watch out for all of these things. And again, remember, this might be what we are all waiting for, but this is not the time that they should be doing this. And this is a really bad sign for that. So just want to put all of the signals in front of you guys. I'm going to go fuck myself, play with my squirrel, and then pick up a friend. My friend Coke. I'm going to make some shows for you guys. And by the way, I got a toy. These guys are making fucking NFT toys. Pretty sick. Yeah, either way. Thank you so much.